Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Kremlin has just issued a statement saying that a meeting today between Russian President Vladimir Putin and US envoy Steve Witkoff was constructive and narrowed differences about ending the war in Ukraine. President Trump is stating that it would be, quote, very difficult for Ukraine to get Crimea back, which Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has declared a red line. The meeting happened as a car bomb detonated in Moscow, killing a senior Russian military officer. Kiev hasn't admitted responsibility for the bombing, while the Russians have labelled it a terrorist attack. Well, for some reaction, we're joined now by Ukrainian MP Lisa Yasko, who's a member of the Servant of the People Party. And Lisa, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Firstly, maybe to your reaction to that car bomb detonated in Moscow and the Russian reaction to it. Some belief in Russia that this was a Ukrainian attack.
Well, I don't really have comments on this because things like that happen inside Russia for quite a long time already. Different assassinations, killings, very hard to say who is doing that. And definitely it shows that the Russian society and also security circle of Putin is not fully stable. They try to show that they're stable, but in fact they are not.
Okay. And I know also we were covering on the programme yesterday the attack by Russia on Kyiv, the largest attack since July last year. Is the country still under attack? Have there been more attacks since then?
Yes. I think this night there was another air siren and the drones were flying, but it was not that massive as a day ago, which was very, very hard day for all of us. Unfortunately, there are many victims. 12 people, unfortunately, were killed and more than 70 are injured, including children. There were no single day in the last 3 years and even more when we didn't have an attack on Ukraine. Sometimes this is not reported in the media abroad, but for us, having drones and ballistic missiles and air sirens every day, this is routine. What is not routine is that, unfortunately, sometimes it comes as a massive attack. Russia is doing a massive attack, like mixed massive attack, using different kinds of weapon. This happens more rarely, but it does every couple of weeks in almost every city.
What did you think of Donald Trump's reaction? He put up on his social media, Truth Social, not necessary, very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done.
Well, me personally, I'm glad that he said that, but many Ukrainians are very unhappy with the wording that Trump is choosing. Like, Ukrainians believe that Trump is pleasing Putin, what means a bad timing that Trump says, like, when is it actually a good timing? Mm. Like, when can be a good time to have crimes against Ukrainians, to kill them? Of course, that's a terrible expression. So this is taken very negatively, this kind of comments of Trump.
We might move on then to what happened today, which is Steve Witkoff meeting Putin in Moscow to discuss the US plan to end the conflict. Russia are saying they discussed the possibility of resuming direct talks between Russia and Ukraine. How likely do you think that is, that those direct talks between Russia and Ukraine might happen?
I think that's possible. If certain basic things are agreed and when we have full support from our European partners and when the United States agree on certain things as well. At this point, it doesn't seem that it may happen very soon, but I think the likelihood of such a meeting is growing because in the past it wasn't possible at all.
Okay.
Now at least there are specific negotiations where, of course, we don't agree with that conditions that Russians are proposing, but at least we are already talking, all of us, about this.
So when you say certain things would need to be agreed by the US before those talks between Russia and Ukraine would get underway, what things would need to be in place before those talks would begin?
At this stage, we don't see what is the pressure that United States are putting on Russia, and we don't see what could United States actually agree on in terms of the questions of the territory and security guarantees, because now the proposal to recognize Crimea as Russian is something that we cannot accept.
Because President Trump's comments about Crimea, of course, those follow reports that his peace plan includes the US acknowledging Moscow's control of the territory. Donald Trump has said he believes it would be very difficult for Ukraine to get the territory back.
Yeah, that's very difficult. We understand that, but it doesn't mean that we can go against the will of Ukrainian people and against our sovereignty. This land is not only land, it's also people and stories of people and people, unfortunately, who are killed in this battle for defending this land. So this is not something simple. And I think Trump at this stage doesn't understand that.
Where are the compromises do you see on the Ukrainian side then? So if Crimea is a red line, it's in the constitution, it's not up for grabs, no talks there. What can Ukraine compromise on, do you think?
So for us, initially, we were not ready for some kind of frozen solution. Well, now I think we can consider that if there are security guarantees that will be also a part of the package. And I think that's already very big compromise. And as President Zelensky just said yesterday, the fact that we are ready to negotiate after everyday killings against us, that's already a compromise itself.
So just to be clear then on what that would entail, that would be freezing the battle lines effectively where they are, and what Russia has taken, is it a tacit acknowledgement, or would it be a tacit acknowledgement by Ukraine that Russia would keep that land without formally recognizing it as such?
We would not recognize, but we would agree that at this stage these territories are under occupation, and later on, with diplomatic ways, we will return the land.
Okay, in the same way, I suppose, that was agreed in relation to Crimea in the past.
Well, it wasn't agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand. How likely, finally, Lisa, do you think this is going to be at this point? I know you're saying at least there's talks, and there wasn't talks before now. Looking at everything that's happened in the last couple of months, how likely do you think it is that there's going to be a peace deal?
Unfortunately, there is not so much optimism. I believe that there'll be more attempts, more manipulations, more speculations. The likelihood of getting some real success with a ceasefire is very low at this stage, because many things are depending, unfortunately, on Russia. And they're not showing a will to have such a ceasefire. I mean, a real ceasefire. So Ukrainians already understand, I think since a couple of weeks ago, that that's a very long battle again, and we shouldn't be expecting any good tomorrow, which is very sad and very hard to us.
All right, Ukrainian MP Lisa Yasko, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.